It is our second transfer committee game. I've got Dan Austin, John Gibbons, Lizzie Doyle, Steve Graves and Stu Wright all with me. Credit to John Furlong for creating the game and Steve Davis for pulling in the money in the fees as he does. It's 30 million to spend. It would have been 20 million, but Dejan Lovren's move made me feel as though I could be a little bit more generous. Plus anything you get in minus 30%. There's a typo in the main. 30% for agent fees and contract payouts. But you've got to... You've got to balance the wage bill. It needs to be a plausible amount of work we can achieve in with the rest of the summer, both ins and outs, and with the resource of time. Any money remaining, we may well invest in young players from across the EU. Also, bear in mind the 2021 AFCON has been postponed, but there are plans to play it in the January of 2022. The wage a player receives was broken into five categories. We use it as a broad guideline. We've anticipated Alisson and Virgil van Dijk will be the bumper new deals, so they'll be mega deals, upwards of 225,000. The rest are spread across, 8 in medium, 8 in high, 11 in low and 4 in super high. There's a rough conversion rate, 2 lows equals 1 medium, 2 mediums equals 1 high, 2 highs to 1 super high, and 1 super high plus a high is a mega. Now, we just use that to keep it broadly speaking plausible in terms of what you're doing. And also, if you don't do that much on wages, we can have a little look at mine, a little bit of wiggle room on transfer fees. You can add the equivalent of 2 more super highs if you choose to let Gini Wijnaldum go, and you get his money in as well. So you've got your decision to make on Gini, the first one I need you to make before we do anything else. Are you prepared to offer him a new deal on the terms he'll find acceptable? If not, are you therefore happy to keep him for the season and lose him on a free, or will you sell him for 18 million? You need to decide that before doing anything else. I shall hand over to Stu Wright first.
So I'd throw Ox into this equation as well, because I'm thinking...
You need to decide Gini before anything else.
I would sell one of them. I would sell one of them to facilitate other deals later on. Now, I don't really care which one we sell out of the two, but if we don't sell Gini, then I think we're going to put an illusion.
Okay. Go on, you were just talking amongst yourselves.